With SRN News, I'm John Scott. The Federal Reserve has announced it will cut its benchmark interest rate by an unusually large half point. A dramatic shift after more than 2 years of high rates helped tame inflation, but that also made borrowing painfully expensive for consumers. The rate cut, the Fed's first in more than 4 years, reflects its new focus on bolstering the job market. The policymakers also signal they expect to cut their key rate by an additional half point in their final two meetings this year in November and December. Secretary of State Blinken has expressed frustration at surprise escalations that threaten to derail efforts to broker a ceasefire deal in Gaza. He says the U.S. did not have any knowledge of the Lebanon pager explosions.
The United States did not know about, nor was it involved in, these incidents, and we're still gathering the information and gathering the facts.
Those explosions killed at least 12 people, including two children, and wounded about 2,800 on Tuesday. Also at SRNnews.com, the House scheduled to vote today on Speaker Mike Johnson's spending proposal. His plan links the funding of the federal government for the new budget year with a mandate that states proof of citizenship is needed when people register to vote.
If you have a small percentage of the millions and billions of illegals who came over the border in the last 4 years under Border Czar Kamala Harris's policies, they could throw an election. They could throw the majority of the House. It could affect a presidential race. It's very, very serious stuff. And that's why we're going to do the right thing. We're going to responsibly fund the government, and we're going to stop the non-citizens voting in elections.
The vote expected this evening, Democrats overwhelmingly oppose the measure. Stocks higher after the Fed announcement, the Dow up 138 points, the NASDAQ adding 131. This is SRN News. Lawmakers are thinking about the next pandemic.
The House has passed a measure that would require Senate approval of any agreement between this country and the World Health Organization on how to handle another coronavirus situation. Conservatives don't want an international agency deciding what the U.S. can and can't do to address a major public health emergency. As the pandemic played out in 2020 and 2021, the WHO demanded the countries close churches and restrict various individual freedoms. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A growing number of companies are opting not to participate in the Human Rights Campaign's annual LGBT scorecard. The Corporate Equality Index ranks firms on how committed they are to the LGBT agenda. But lately, there's been some resistance from parents and citizens groups. Ford, Harley-Davidson, and Lowe's have all quit the Corporate Equality Index. This is SRN News. The Biden administration letting Alaska Airlines buy Hawaiian Airlines.
The Transportation Department says as a condition, the airlines are promising to maintain some current services, including routes between Hawaii and the mainland U.S., where they don't have much competition. Alaska and Hawaiian are also agreeing to some consumer protections, including maintaining the value of frequent flyer rewards as they combine their loyalty programs. The decision to let the airlines close their merger stands in contrast to the Biden administration's opposition to previous airline deals.
Correspondent Jeremy Howes, the Justice Department successfully sued to block JetBlue's attempt to buy Spirit Airlines. Alaska Airlines says it expects to close the deal in the coming days. The National Toy Hall of Fame floating the idea of inducting balloons. They're among the 12 finalists being considered for the honor coming later this year. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm John Scott.